Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 405 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by Brian Quillen, and he's going to talk about a really neat idea, which I think a lot of theater folks should grab onto and check out. It's called Show Stuff, and we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
So, we're here to talk today about show stuff, right?
What is show stuff?
Give me the kind of the history of it and the rundown of the Reader's Digest version of what you have to offer.
That's great. I have written that down so many times in so many different places that I'm not going to quote that. I'm not even going to read, you know, like from the website, the what is show stuff thing. I'm going to give you the...
You're going off script, huh? I'm going off script.
I'm horrible at this, by the way. When I go off script, there's no telling what I'm going to say. At its heart, it was something that I really just kind of wanted to see happen, dating back to late 2011, and then 2012 is when we launched it for the first time. And what we wanted to do was to build a community. And this has been my philosophy with my own program, because I am a high school theater teacher. I'm a high school choral director and musical theater director. And so I'm not someone who has, you know, elevated from the ranks, so to speak, and I'm no longer connected with the classroom or what it means to run a high school program, because I'm in the trenches every day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you have people who are maybe disconnected from that, and they say, well, why don't people in classrooms, why don't people do this with their programs and stuff? And they don't really know what we have to go through on a daily basis just to get things done, right?
Right.
And so I'm definitely not somebody who's removed from the process. But one of the things that I've always believed in, especially when securing materials or designs or, you know, any resources for my shows that we do, and we can talk about a few of the shows that we've done. We've performed several times at the International Thespian Festival in Lincoln, Nebraska. And so I'm very proud of what my students have been able to accomplish. You know, so we're talking about a program that you know, we like to try to do things the right way, I guess. And so I've always felt very, very strongly that I hate asking people to do stuff or to give me stuff for free, especially when they're designers or anybody who's a seamstress or even, you know, costume designers or people who make custom props. I have a strong belief that I want to compensate those people for doing what they do because I want them to keep doing it, you know? And so I've never been one to really look for handouts as far as that goes. And so it really came down to it that that I wanted to see a place where we would have more of a community supporting each other. But then again, I'm going to give you this. This is the Reader's Digest version. Here it goes. We do these shows, and I say we, I mean theater people across the country, across the world. We do these shows, and for those few brief moments, those few brief months or even weeks leading up to it, you know, that prop that you've slaved over or you've worked on it for weeks, you know, it's like precious. It's gold, you know, and don't break that. Don't touch that. You know, don't move that. And then the day after, you know, we're striking, and it's like, I used to throw that in the corner, you know.
Right.
And it's like, ah, we don't need that anymore. But, you know, less than 24 hours before, it's precious. But the thing is we all have stuff that each other needs, you know. So somebody out there has got what I need for my upcoming production, and it's sitting in a closet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily want them to give it to me. I you know, would be happy to pay, you know, a fair price for whatever it is that, you know, that I need. And it gives me a place to go, to where I can find that. And that's what we're trying to do is we're trying to build that community, share it among each other, you know, and support each other at the same time.
Now, is this open to all facets of the theater world? Are you doing mainly high schools or is it to community or professional? What's the scope?
The scope is whoever wants to get in can get in. I mean, it's not geared toward any. As a matter of fact, I had a great conversation. There's a whole world out there of competition show choir. I mean, tremendous community that's out there. And I was having a conversation with a director of one of those really, really, really strong programs, and it kind of dawned on me she's constantly building, you know, huge packages of show choir uniforms on a, you know, on an annual basis. And then when she gets done with them, she's looking for a place to sell them. You know, she's looking for a place, hey, another high school across the country could use these, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a whole market there. So it's not only just for theater per se, but, you know, show choir shows are could be under this same umbrella. And she was really pumped about it. And pretty excited. You were talking about, is this for high school or middle school or college or professional? Just in the last couple of weeks, we've picked up an incredible set designer that I've worked with over the years. He's actually based out of Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He's just recently retired, and he's got all these productions that he's designed for the last, you know, 30, 40 years. And he's got the content sitting on his computer. And he's like, I could just, you know, license these packages. Mm-hmm. And so he's signed on, and he's just sent me, you know, five more. And he's about to have over 30, you know, set designs that were designed for the Muni, which is in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual oldest outdoor theater performance space in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty cool. They seat over 12,000 in their amphitheater. Steve is a great guy, and I'm pumped to have him on board. I mean, it's incredible stuff. As a matter of fact, the Shrek design that he designed for the Muni for, I think it was 2013, that design is for sale right now on the website, and that was directed by John Tartaglia, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. Picked up another vendor who's a rental house for sound and lighting equipment. And he's joined on just this week, and he's posting used gear, sound and lighting, you know, all that kind of stuff. He's got a fog machine listed up there. It was his first product. And so it could be for anybody. And that's the cool thing. It's not just it's not like going to Amazon and, oh, I need this, you know. I really want people to kind of look around, you know, theater people look around and say, you know what, I've got this in my closet. I've got this in a prop trailer. I've got this stored in the auditorium. I bet somebody wants this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's what we want to do is encourage people to take a look and get involved. I mean, here's the kicker. This is the salesman coming out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it time for that yet?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you set it up, so.
Okay. I set it up, and again, I'm off script, so I don't know if I just skipped like a whole scene or not, but, basically here's the pitch. It's free. It costs them nothing, you know? So if you've got, a rack of costumes from your most recent production of, you know, Wizard of Oz, and it's sitting in a closet, if you want to list that on the site, it costs nothing to do it. I mean, and so you put it up there and, you know, we build the community, somebody sees it, somebody buys it, and there you have it. So
your vendors have to be kind of quote members of the show stuff world, right? So there's, how does,
well,
the tech,
it,
how, what's the
sure.
nuts and bolts of how this is going to work for somebody?
Okay. So step one would be to go to showstuff.org. And there's a button on there that says, right at the top, it says become a vendor. And this could be anybody. This could be a seamstress who, you know, has sewn some costumes for their local community theater or high school production, and she's got a couple of extra pieces that she wants to sell. She could become a vendor. Mm-hmm. You know, she'd have her own thing. Or this could be high school directors. This issue could be teachers. They click the become a vendor. They fill out they could complete the form in probably less than 20 seconds, depending on how fast they type.
Right.
If it's a hunt and pecker, then it's probably, you know, I shouldn't have said that. If it's someone who hunts and pecks, they should probably fill it out in 45 seconds. But
right.
If they're a pretty avid typer, they could fill it out in less than 10 seconds. And then typically within 5 to 10 minutes, they'll get approval from the site that, hey, your vendor account is open. Like with Sound Source Productions that I mentioned, that's the guy that I was talking about with the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was that we got him set up, he did his vendor application and had his first product listed with photos in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
And it went immediately onto the site and it's ready to go. Somebody can go buy it right now. I've got tutorials on the site. Basically, if they went in and did a search for vendor or vendor guides, I've got a couple of little tutorial PDFs with screenshots on there. I'm also about to make some YouTube videos of, you know, hey, here's how to list the show stuff product. You know, like probably take like 2 or 3 minutes just to show them, click here, do this, and hey, hit update and your product's online and ready to sell. The kicker is, and this is what I recommend, just have some great pictures. That's the thing. We wanted to be a really visual site.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to, and this is just my philosophy. We've got a couple of things up there. We wanted the images of the product to be featured really, really graphically. So I'm recommending people to show us a picture of what it looked like on stage. It's one thing to hang it up in your costume room or have a kid hold it up wearing jeans and, you know,
right.
You know, they're whatever. And it's not as captivating, but if you can find a picture, which most of us take pictures of our productions, show us a picture of what it looked like on stage, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, with the set and then the light, and it really grabs people's attention. So very excited about that. There's no special secret passcode or whatever. It's just, if you got something to share, if you got it, chances are somebody wants it,
right.
You know, and needs it. So
it is, it sounds like it's primarily product oriented. So as opposed to saying somebody going in there saying, hey, I'm a sound designer. Or, hey, I'm a lighting designer.
Well, no, actually, and I'm glad you... are you on script? Did you just read that? Because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. That's perfect. No, I'll tell you what we want right now. What I want on the site is digital content. The site can hold and maintain digital content. I'm looking for prop lists, costume plots, lighting designs, sound design, lesson plans, improv games, anything that you would use to, you know, PDFs or PowerPoint presentations on how you teach theater history or anything of the sort, you know, classroom projects. I was talking to another teacher in Huntsville, Alabama. She said, I've got this great theater history PowerPoint project that she said, I'm going to get up. She said, she wants to do some more renovations to it. She's going to edit that and get it up on the site here pretty soon. But that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for. So no, it is not physical products per se. It's anything that that's theater related. And so the way that it works as far as the digital stuff goes, let's say that a theater teacher has a prop list from a recent show that they did. We all generate that content because we have to. We got to have some sort of a document that we kind of check off and say, hey, do we have this? We have this. So we're looking for those things. And props lists from two different high schools could look totally separate, totally different. Mm-hmm. And so it wouldn't be that, oh, well, there's already there's already an Into the Woods prop list on there, so I don't need to put mine up there. Well, somebody may have a very detailed prop list with images or even resources that say, you know, hey, this is where we found this, or hey, this product is listed for sale on ShowStuff if you want to buy it, you know, and so on and so forth. But the cool thing is the site actually will handle the digital distribution of that content. Somebody goes on to, Inexplicable Dumb Show has a vendor account, and you have, you know, a costume plot on there. Mm-hmm. When you generate that product, if there's a little file tab that says, hey, add a file, is this product downloadable? You click yes, add a file to it. And then all of a sudden, when somebody checks out, whether it's a free product or something that you want them to pay 99 cents for or $9.99 for, as soon as they complete that checkout process, the customer receives an email with a link to that digital file. Site handles everything. So they don't have to even say, oh, well, they bought this, so I got to email it to them now. No, the site handles everything for you. So it's really, really, really neat. Really neat.
And just basically on how the money changes hands, is it all through PayPal or how does that work?
It can be through PayPal. What happens is people sign up for a vendor account, and vendors are paid out monthly, every 30 days. And so we have two choices, and this is up to the vendor, and this is what we communicate with the vendors to see what their preference is. I've got some vendors who say, nah, just send it to my PayPal account, you know, which is fine. So my site handles all vendor accounting in the back end. So we go in, run a report, and basically at that point, we just do the distribution there. The people that want their compensation delivered via PayPal, we just send it via PayPal. I've got a couple that say, nah, just send me a check in the mail. So then we'll send them a check for their monthly sales at that point. So that's pretty much how it works.
Cool. Sounds pretty exciting. So give me the link again and how everybody can get involved.
Yeah, that'd be great. We want, as many people checking it out as possible, even if somebody's like, well, I really don't have anything to put up right now. But maybe, you know, if they just share it and tweet it, maybe they'll see something on there that maybe their buddy teaches at a high school or even a community theater. Hey, they're doing that show. They need this, you know. But they can go to showstuff.org, and all the information is there. And we'd love to have people following us on Twitter and Facebook. They can even sign up for email updates, and we'll be sending out every couple of weeks. We'll be sending out either new products or product features, even vendor features, you know, just to let people know what all's happening. But it's really, really exciting. It's really good. I appreciate you letting me talk about it.
Hey, no problem. And give me the, what's the Twitter handle?
It's @ ShowStuff.
Pretty simple. All right. Well,
yeah. Yeah,
I was excited. I got to talk to Aquilin again. I think I got the smarter one this time. So
I think you did. I almost actually, if it hadn't been too much of a hassle, I was actually going to legally change my first name to Better.
Better Quillen.
because that's how you referenced me last episode.
Right.
So, but my mom didn't want me to do that.
Well, right. I can understand that. Probably your wife too.
definitely. Very cool.
All right. Well, thanks, Brian.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
When guests can't appear in the studio, They are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Brian Quillen for joining me today via Skype to talk about Show Stuff, which is the online marketplace for theater folks, whether you have costumes, set designs, light designs, products, teaching plans, show SETC presentations, or something you want to share with the theater community at large. It's over at Show Stuff. So I will have a link to Show Stuff on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at InexplicableDS, at capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S, at InexplicableDS. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to try to attend the tale Sweeney Todd with Nashville Rep. And so this is John Malden saying until next week. Hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.